En Cox estamos un paso adelante, como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
¡Hey, José! Café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
It's National Compliment Day today, and my, I've got to tell you, you have fantastic taste in podcasts. That wasn't really a compliment. Anyway, this is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, January 24th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it's Beer Can Appreciation Day. And I've got to tell you, I appreciate the contents way more than the container, but okay. You know, and it did revolutionize the way that we drink and transport beverages. So go beer cans. Yeah. National Peanut Butter Day today. Okay, this one's pretty good. Peanut butter is good for you. It tastes great. It can help your heart. It can improve blood sugar levels. It's great, right? Okay, now here's the bad news. It also contains a bunch of calories and fat. So slowly roll a bit on it, but do have some peanut butter today. And by the way, the most peanut butter ever eaten was 378 grams in 1 minute. This was achieved in Germany back in 2017. So it's a prime record for you to try to beat today on this peanut butter day. National Compliment Day today as well. Now, Lifehack, which I've attached to the podcast description here, has several reasons why you should pay a person a compliment. Well, first of all, compliments spark creativity. The sincere compliments build trust, and what goes around comes around. There's some more reasons there in that article. But if you're flying to Reno today, you're going to get complimented because in Reno, they have set up a team called Kindness Takes Flight. Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to walk around the Reno airport passing out compliments all day. So if you really, really need a compliment, head over to Reno and there you go. You don't even have to leave the airport. Just walk around the airport and perhaps you'll be complimented all day. Actually, it starts at 9 a.m. So don't head in before that or no compliments for you for being early. Now, if you're giving out compliments, I do ask that you make sure that they're actually compliments because there's plenty of compliments out there where you think you might be giving a compliment, but maybe not. Something like, you know, that dress makes you look skinny. Is that a compliment? Or are you just saying that, wow, that dress is doing a really good job because you're not skinny? You got to be careful with the compliments. Or your hair looks so much better short because you look really bad with long hair. See, these are things that you want to watch out for today. Or you look so healthy. It's good that you put on all that extra weight. Yeah. Somebody actually told me that one time. Yeah. Believe it or not, that one's a true one. And how about this one? I bet you look good naked. See, that's a compliment that you don't want to give out, especially in the workplace. And that's just creepy. Don't do that. So do be careful with those compliments today. Hey, you know what? Speaking of compliments, I want to compliment another podcast here. Yeah, because I only take up 10 minutes of your day. That leaves you with a whole lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So each day we feature a new podcast for you to go check out. Our podcast of the day today is Listen to This. Yeah, each week, Will and Ash, two very entertaining hosts. And they say that in the podcast description, but it's actually true. These guys are fantastic. They're fun to talk to. I've had them on This Is Today a few times. They are just fun guys. I really enjoy talking with them. They're going to introduce you to new music from unsigned, independent, up-and-coming artists and musicians. So tune in to the show, turn it up, and listen to this. Yeah, you know what? I don't say that as well as they do. That's one of their lines that they say. Anyway, go check it out. It's fantastic. Like I said, the music is great that they're selecting, and I've got a lot of it on my playlist. So it truly works. Hey, there's a link to this podcast in the description. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon, and for just a few bucks a month, you'll receive commercial-free access to the podcast. Join me for behind-the-scenes live streams of recordings. Watch me screw up a bunch of times, and you get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Click the link in the description to join. All right, let's take you back in time here and tell you what happened on this day in history. We're going to head over to 1848. Yeah, the California Gold Rush. Okay, there were fewer than 2,000 people in California at this point in 1848. It's hard to believe. With, like, there's 2,000 people on my street in California. There's so many people in California now. But back then, not so many. Well, James Marshall made an accidental discovery at Sutter's Mill. This is kind of near Sacramento area, for those of you familiar with California. The accidental discovery, of course, was gold. Yep. And then news would travel, eventually reaching the entire country. Now, this is not like, you know, we didn't have Twitter back then. Believe it or not, no, we did not have Twitter back in the 1800s. That didn't come around until the tech gold rush of 2006 or so. Anyway, people didn't see the stories for a bit, but when those stories did hit the headlines, oh, they saw people making thousands of dollars in a single day. And they're like, you know what? I don't have a whole lot of money here. It's kind of like nothing I can do to make a whole lot of money. We've been sort of in this kind of depression thing going on for quite some time. So why don't we head to California? Let's go see if we can make a bunch of money. Now, there were essentially two routes to California back then, overland and oversea. The oversea would take you like way out of the way, right? And it was really expensive to travel here. So many people just hitched up stagecoaches and headed out west. The trip could take 6 months to get out here, but come on, there's gold at the end of the, well, we'll just say rainbow. Why not? Right? I'll throw that into the story. But yeah, 6 months to get across the country to get to the gold. They would do that and the gold rush would begin. Of course, it wouldn't happen like right after he found this because, like I said, it took time for not only the headlines to make it across the country, but also the people to make it across the country. Now, what about James? What happened to him? Well, okay, so he was working at the mill and he was really great at carpentry work, but not so great at business. See, because he found the gold at Sutter's Mill, which was not land that he owned, well, the gold wasn't his. So he didn't actually get any of this money. Now, he was 37 years old at the time of this discovery. So, you know, finding a bunch of gold would have been fantastic for him. But it didn't quite work out. Now, he would leave the city for a time. He actually left the city because he was defending Native Americans against locals. And that was just not something you did back then, at least to these locals. They said, get out of the city. So he left the city for a bit. He would come back later. And actually, while he was gone, people would keep bugging him because, well, he found gold once. Okay, you're the guy that found gold. Show us where it's at. Show us where to find it. Show us how to find it. Well, you know, it's like, go look down and you're going to see it. And that's really what he did because he found it by accident. But no, he wouldn't be able to help those people. Kind of got sick of that. So he went back to the city there and grew grapes. Yeah, the guy that discovered gold. So eventually he would try to get a book out, right? So he wrote this book with a co-author. Like, they put out this story about it. He did some public speaking, but he was not so great at that. He was a much better woodworker than public speaker. Now, the whole book thing wouldn't really work out for him. And, you know, add to the mix a little bit of alcohol problems, things like that. So he would actually end up going broke. So Leland Stanford heard about this and knew the importance of this guy in the discovery of gold and really the beginning of the gold rush and the start of California and its glory, you know, throughout the rest of the nation. And he didn't want to see this guy going bankrupt. So Leland Stanford actually sent him some money. He would use the money. James would use the money to go back to his hometown in New Jersey to do a little visit and then eventually come right back out here to California. All right. There's plenty more to talk about this guy, by the way. You can check out some YouTube videos if you want to learn some more about that. And I believe I have an article linked in the description for it as well. All right. Some birthdays for today. Neil Diamond, 81. Yakov Smirnov. Oh, what a country. Love that guy. 71 today. Misha Barton is 36. Ed Helms is 48. And Dylan Everett is 27. That's your look at January 24. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, just let us know. Head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and learn French. Yeah, that's not there yet? No. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.